Saram, dear listeners, and welcome on this lovely Thursday to the Bhajan Tutor Session, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. But today, since the Mandir session got delayed, we had this lovely program by the devotees from Gujarat. We are celebrating Gujarati New Year today after the Diwali celebrations yesterday. So the festivities and Prashant and Avyam go on. And just to soak ourselves in this beautiful vibe of Diwali, if you have watched the live broadcast we did of the bursting of crackers yesterday, which happened in Bhagwan's residence, you would have participated in your own way virtually with the gaiety and the vibrancy of the Diwali at Prashanti. And to resonate with that fervor, I'm going to play for you today some very beautiful songs which are centered on these Diwali delight. And then we will also discuss about bhajans, because the Akhanda Bhajans is just around the corner this weekend. All the world over, you're going to have the global Akhanda Bhajan, 24 hours non-stop, incessant chanting of the divine name, melodiously, with feeling, incessantly. And we will reflect a little on Akhanda Bhajan, how we should practice, what are Bhagwan's directions. But first, let's soak in the delight of Diwali.
Thank you.
So that was a performance by the Anandpur students in the Divine Presence of Bhagwan in 2014. And Maine Prem Ki Jyoti Chalaya, I have lit the lamp of love. You're inviting the Lord by lighting the lamp of love in your heart. And that is what always Bhagwan wants us to do. In the beautiful card that Swami had sent to so many devotees way back in the 80s on the occasion of Diwali, this is what Swami mentioned, that you have to light the lamp of love in your heart and you have to light many more hearts through that lamp in your heart. And you will see that the lamp in your heart will only grow brighter, it will not diminish. In fact, it's really lovely that the life story of Bhagwan, which is there in Prashant Nilayam, in beautiful depictions of art and video and craft, is named as Chaitanya Jyoti, the eternal flame. That is what the building that houses Bhagwan's life history is called as. The lovely edifice, if you have come to Prashant Nilayam, you would have seen this structure in green and red and beautiful architecture. And it is called the eternal illumined flame. In fact, if you have visited Chaitanya Jyoti, you would have probably seen the exhibits. And in the end, they used to have a song, which was sort of the theme song of Chaitanya Jyoti. And that song, in a way, is the universal song of Bhagwan's message. This building which houses Bhagwan's life has this beautiful song that represents Bhagwan's message, the Advaitic philosophy of Bhagwan's message, the universal love facet of Bhagwan's message, the selfless service aspect of Bhagwan's message. Let's, on this occasion of Diwali, when we are supposed to expand our hearts and fill ourselves with that never-ending love and never-exhausting service, let's soak and fill ourselves with this eternal flame of Chaitanya Jyoti.
चैतन्य ज्योति प्रकट हुई है भक्ति में, चैतन्य ज्योति प्रकट हुई है भक्ति में, सृष्टि का वरदान देती आनंद ज्योति चैतन्य ज्योति, प्रेम का वरदान देती आनंद ज्योति चैतन्य ज्योति,
चैतन्य ज्योति प्रकट हुई है भक्ति में, चैतन्य ज्योति प्रकट हुई भक्ति में, सृष्टि का वरदान देती आनंद ज्योति चैतन्य ज्योति, प्रेम का वरदान देती आनंद ज्योति चैतन्य ज्योति,
चैतन्य ज्योति प्रकट हुई है भक्ति में। धर्म का मार्ग दिखाने प्रकट हुई साई ज्योति, सत्य धर्म का मार्ग दिखाने प्रकट हुई साई ज्योति, प्रकट हुई साई ज्योति, प्रकट हुई साई ज्योति,
प्रकट हुई है दिव्य ज्योति, आनंद ज्योति चैतन्य ज्योति, ज्ञान का वरदान देती आनंद ज्योति चैतन्य ज्योति,
चैतन्य ज्योति प्रकट हुई है भक्ति में, चैतन्य ज्योति प्रकट हुई है भक्ति में।
Theme song of the Chaitanya Jyoti Museum, Divya Jyoti, Ananda Jyoti, Prema Jyoti, Chaitanya Jyoti, and so beautifully it illustrates how Bhagwan is that Chaitanya Jyoti who came down as the Yuga Avatara to light that light in our hearts. Wow. In fact, there is a beautiful song also which the students of Bhagwan's hostel had composed. It's one of the drama songs which was presented in front of Bhagwan in 1998. Jyoti Jalaying Him, telling Bhagwan that we will light that lamp of love in our hearts. Enjoy this.
ज्योति जलाएंगे हम, तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम, ज्योति जलाएंगे हम, तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम, नाम को तेरे हम होठों पे रखकर, हर काम को तेरे हाथों में लेकर, साई राम हर कदम बढ़ाएंगे हम, ज्योति जलाएंगे हम, तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम, ज्योति जलाएंगे हम,
ओ हा हा हा। हमारी आशाएं देखो एक हमारी
हिंदू या मुस्लिम सिख और ईसाई हम सब है भाई भाई अल्लाह हो अकबर जीसस क्राइस्ट द लॉर्ड ज्योति जलाएंगे हम तेरा नाम गाएंगे हम ज्योति जलाएंगे हम
ಜಾತಿ ಮತ ಭೇದಾಲು ಬಲದಂಟು ಬಲದಂಟು
ಬಲದಂಟು ಬಲದಂಟು
ಜಗಮಂದು ಜನುಲಂತ ಒಕ್ಕಟೇ ಅನಿ ಅಂಟು ಶಾಂತಿ ಕೈ ಪೋರಾಡುದ ಪ್ರಶಾಂತಿ ಕೈ ಪಯನಿಸುದ ತಾಯಿ ಮಾಟ ತಾಯಿ ಮಾಟ ಆಶ್ವಾಸ ಅನಿಯಂಟು
ಆಶ್ವಾಸ ಅನಿಯಂಟು
ಜಗತ್ತಿದೇ ಸರಿದಿತ್ತುತ ಧರ ಶಾಂತಿ ವೆದ ಜಲ್ಲುದ ಲೆಂಬು ಲೆಂಬು
ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜಲಾಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಂ ತೇರಾ ನಾಮ ಗಾಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜಲಾಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಂ
ಬಂಧನ ಜಾತ ಔರ್ ಪಾಂಚಿಕ ಮಿಲ್ಕರ್ ಕಹೆಂಗೆ ಹಮ್ ಏಕ್ ಹೈ
ಏಕ್ ಹೈ ಹಮ್ ಏಕ್ ಹೈ
ಸಾಯಿ ಕಾ ಸಂದೇಶ ದಿಲ್ ಸೇ ಲಗಾ ಕರ್ ಸಾಯಿ ಕಿ ವಾಣಿ ದಿಲ್ ಮೇ ಬಸಾ ಕರ್ ಜಗ ಕೋ ಬದಲ್ ದೇಂಗೆ ಹಮ್
ಜಗ ಕೋ ಬದಲ್ ದೇಂಗೆ ಹಮ್ ತೇರಾ ನಾಮ ಗಾಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಮ್
ನವಯುಗ ಲೇ ಆಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಮ್
ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜಲಾಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಮ್ ತೇರಾ ನಾಮ ಗಾಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಮ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಜಲಾಯೇಂಗೆ ಹಮ್
we break the barriers of caste, creed and race
we live in one world we shall proclaim we are one we are one we are one
With Sai as our life breath
forever
this message our life
forever
we turn the world around
we get the golden age peace on earth we shall bring we get the golden age Jyoti jalayenge hum tera naam gaayenge hum La 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 Jyoti jalayenge hum Tera naam gaayenge hum Jyoti jalayenge hum Tera naam gaayenge hum Naam ko tere hum hoton pe rakhkar har kaam ko tere haathon mein lekar
So that was the beautiful finale song of one of the dramas way back in 1998. A song of unity, a song of light, a song of being on the path of hands in the society and head in the forest. That is what Swami wants our life to be. Man mein Ram, haath mein Kaam. All the time, even as we are busy doing whatever we do, our life should become a sadhana, whether we are singing bhajans or preparing presentations for our office or doing the chores in the kitchen. Everything should become a sadhana of moving towards the Lord, and bhajans can be incessant, bhajans can be continuous, whatever we be doing. It should not be restricted just to that half an hour per week or 1 hour. Whenever we go to the Sai centers and Akhanda Bhajan that we are going to have now this weekend is a reminder that our life should become an Akhanda Bhajan. There is this beautiful bhajan, Akhanda Jyoti Jalao. We have had a Radio Sai Bhajan classroom of this bhajan today. Because of the delay in the Mandir program, we couldn't have the entire session of a new bhajan, but I would like to revisit the tutor part, the learning part of this bhajan, and then we will discuss a little bit about what Swami says about how we should practice bhajans, how can we become better in singing bhajans, what has come directly from Bhagwan. So let's learn this bhajan and then we will spend some time ruminating on what Bhagwan has said before we conclude this session, this special session on the Diwali and Gujarati New Year, this lovely month of November.
So Anirudh, tell us which is the raga behind this bhajan.
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
It's a very well-known popular tune, this bhajan, the raga. I think listeners can guess it's Mohanam. Yes. In the Carnatic music, and we call it Bhupali in the Hindustani music. There are many similar bhajans. I think maybe one way is to find which raga is that, find the similar bhajans.
Yes.
What all they're like. Chandrakala dhara sambha sada shiva. So the tune resembles the
yes
Mohanam similarities. And also you have Shri Rama Charanam, Shri Rama Charanam. Beautiful bhajan.
Absolutely.
So in this Mohanam raga, which is a very pleasing, very soothing raga, you have Sa Sa Re Shudri. Ga Ga is Shud. Pa Dha Sa Sa Dha Pa Ga Re Sa. So you have Re Shud, Ga Shud, Dha Shud.
Yes.
And coming back, Sa Dha Pa Ga Re Sa. So you have 5 notes while going up and coming down.
Yeah, even though it is a very familiar raga, I think you should let our listeners know those typical phrases that are characteristic of this raga.
Yeah, I'll try something because I have not learnt the proper Mohanam.
That's okay. I think that is the experience of all of us. We all first learn bhajans and then learn music.
It's a starter.
Yes.
Bhajans. So with these 5 notes, I'll just go along with these 5 notes.
Sure.
Na 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 na.
Bright raga, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. It is a very bright and like it's like many people sing as a, you know, Hamsadhwani is one rag where you sing in the beginning, but generally any concerts if you go, like generally they sing this kind of ragas in the beginning. It gives a nice start,
just to
it's a nice opener,
lighten up,
yeah and exactly
lighten up the evening or morning, yeah, whenever the concert is. Yeah, so let's move on to the swaras, Nidhi.
So it's a very good choice choosing this version for the
yes.
tutor.
Yeah,
we'll do the first line.
अखंड ज्योति जलाओ साई मन मंदिर में प प ग ग ग रे ग ग प प द प ग रे स रे रे नि प.
Of course you would have observed you have only 5 notes in Mohanam and there is one ni coming in.
Yes.
Somewhere it's hiding in between the swaras.
Yes.
Of course it's like the small touches of coming down and the glides and what you give in the endings, typical subtle variations. It may go little out of the raga here and there and then come back, but the basic structure is Mohanam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pa 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 ga 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 re ga ga pa pa da pa ga re sa re re ni pa. Akhand jyoti jalao re 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 ga re sa da sa sa re 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 ga re sa da sa sa re. Koti surya samate jaswarupa ga 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 re sa sa re ga 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 re sa sa re ga. Sai tum ho divya swarupa ga pa ga pa 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 da ga pa pa ga pa ga pa 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 da ga pa pa ga. अखंड ज्योति जलाओ धदा दादा पग पाधा धदा दादा पग पाधा. अखंड ज्योति जलाओ ससा ससा द पद ससा ससा द पद दिव्य ज्योति ज्ञान ज्योति प्रेम ज्योति जलाओ सारी सदा दस द प प गधा प ग रे स रे ग
सारी सदा दस द प प गधा प ग रे स रे ग.
अखंड ज्योति जलाओ रे 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 ग रे स द स स
रे 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 ग रे स द स स.
And as you mentioned, Anirudh, there are so many similar bhajans.
Yeah.
So shall we move on and do the beat?
Yeah, the beat of this bhajan is 8 beat and the count is 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4 1 2 3 4.
Akhand jyoti jalao sai man mandir mein. Akhand jyoti jalao sai man mandir mein.
So let us light the lamp of devotional singing in our hearts.
Definitely. We pray. Okay. We pray to Bhagavan for that.
Yes. Thank you so much, Anirudh.
Thank you, Vishu. Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Thank you, Sairam.
Sairam.
So that was the session about how to sing Akhanda Jyoti Jalao. Let's prepare ourselves for the global Akhanda Bhajan. And as I mentioned to you, it's time now to spend little time on what Bhagwan has said about how we should practice singing Sai Bhajans? What is the best way to become better at singing Sai Bhajans? Listen to this excerpt of a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's university, who was a witness to this beautiful interaction with Bhagwan and Bhajan singers.
But what were the general directions that Swami used to give to Bhajan singers about practice, about how they should prepare themselves to sing in Mandir?
Well, we had different occasions to pray to Bhagwan, and the most important thing, because those were the days when we had the privilege to lean on Him completely. And then if a bhajan had to be good, it would be, you know, taken to that level, raised to that level by Him. Even personally, physically, He would make those beautiful gestures, and then He would approve of the bhajan. And even a bhajan which was really not well sung would be praised sky high by everyone, and people would say the bhajan is so beautiful. And that was one way of Swami making you understand that you are not the singer, you are not the doer. That even if the bhajan has to be sung, even if it is really well sung, if He says no, and if He makes a face, then everyone says that, oh, what happened, brother, today? You didn't sing it well, you know. So when we asked Swami, what is the way, what should we practice? Swami said, keep singing bhajan, that is the best practice. Because we were asking Swami in terms of nuances of classical music, Swami, what exercises to do, what to practice. Swami said, even if you have learned the alankars, you can do them. But then the best method of singing well is singing a good song. And there couldn't be a better song than a bhajan.
Yes.
Because Swami said, when you are singing bhajan, the benefit is two-pronged. One benefit is, you are all the time dwelling on the name of the Lord. So, it's not singing during a practice session. But you make it a habit that your entire system of breathing, your breath itself, you start breathing bhajan, breathing in and breathing out bhajan. If you are able to do that, keep playing the bhajan, keep mentally simulating the bhajan, you know, in your mind. Then all the time you are in that bhajan, we are with that bhajan. And when ultimately when you sing that bhajan, you will sing that bhajan with feel, with lot of bhava. And because you would have sung that bhajan so many times, this is the most beautiful thing Swami said. Every bhajan is so potent with not only the bijakshar that you are talking about, but every raga is in that, a full raga is in that, a bhajan composed in a complete raga itself. And then all the subtle nuances are in that bhajan, embedded in that bhajan. So when you sing a bhajan, your voice starts shaping up. It completely shapes the contours of your voice, the tone and tenor of your voice. So if you are practicing bhajan every day, you don't need to practice anything else. And some other time we shared this together, that if you are singing bhajan, you are also doing pranayama. This is the highest form of pranayama that you can do, by singing bhajan and extolling the name of the Lord. That's what Swami directed. So he says the simplest thing, like he makes everything, breaks it down to its simplicity, to its elements, and says that this much. And then you gain the whole world.
Because bhajan is ultimately, it is not music. It is only a sadhana
to
reach the Lord. And for that, namasmarana is needed. So you don't need any other practice. You continue to do your namasmarana, do it more vigorously, do it more seriously.
So well said,
So that was Brother Sonam sharing such beautiful reminiscences of directions from Swami about bhajan singing. If you see the lives of so many singers of yesteryears who have had the chance to sing in the direct physical presence of Bhagwan, be it Mohan Rao sir, be it Raja Reddy sir, all of them, Iradi sir, they did not go to any music school. They were only just singing bhajans, singing with all their heart. Mr. Iradi used to have Akhanda Bhajan every week in their home. Every Saturday night till Sunday morning they used to do Akhanda Bhajan. And that is how they became such powerful singers. That is how their voice reverberates. Even today you hear Iradi sir singing in the Prashanthi Nilayam Mandir. And Swami gave that opportunity to him. Even after the 60s and 70s, even after the boys started singing, he continued to sing, and even today he sings. So that is the sadhana that Bhagwan mentioned, Bhagwan gave, and you have so many examples who have walked on that path. And the global Akhanda Bhajan is yet another opportunity for us to go back to what Bhagwan has said and make Akhanda Bhajan an incessant part of our life. Let our life become an Akhanda Bhajan. Thank you so much. We could not have the usual session of Radio Sai Bhajan Tutor, but I really enjoyed sharing about how we should spend this weekend. And we hope that this weekend, this global Akhanda Bhajan becomes something that we have not experienced before in terms of bliss, in terms of our continuous connect with Swami. So it's time to move on now to the next segment. Brother Prem is here. I will be back after an hour and we will have Vahini Satsang along with Brother Sai Prakash. Thank you so much. Sairam.